The congregation may be seated. Come on down. Oh, here she is. We're going to hide behind Grandma. And yet she still wants to come. You know? Good morning. But I you have to watch. I want to show you something today. All right, I want to show you something because I want to show you how, you know, there are some people in the world who can't hear, and a lot of times they talk with their hands, and they say Jesus like this. That's Jesus to people who can't hear, and that way they can't talk. So, Jesus. And what they're doing is that's the nails that went into Jesus' hands. Thomas, who we just heard about, said, I won't believe that Jesus rose from the dead until I see the marks, until I see those holes, until I put my finger there. That's how we say Jesus. We know that Jesus was willing to die for us. All right? Oh, boo-boo. All right? So then we have Jesus, right? And you know what risen is? Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. But it starts with understanding what Jesus was willing to do and for Grandma and for me and for all of us. Okay? Jesus was willing to suffer and die, was willing to rise again for you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming to be with us. We thank you for being one of us. We thank you for your love and your willingness to suffer and die for us. But mostly we thank you for your resurrection. Help us then to share your love. And we thank you for this day. Amen. Have a great day.